This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are going to speak with a guy who writes stuff that more people read than anybody else in the gun world, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Did you get your email today from the NSSF?
I did.
Yep.
I even started to think about writing an article until I saw it was pretty widely publicized already.
Yeah.
They canceled the SHOT Show. I mean, this is really going to be a strange year in anybody's book in terms of the gun culture. No gun rights policy conference. No NRA annual meeting. And now no SHOT Show.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a SHOT Show last January. You and I were both there. But,
yep.
You know, that was before the COVID.
I caught paranoid. COVID there. That was before it became a really big feared thing, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Now it's a really big feared thing.
Yes, it is. And I think overly hyped for political reasons.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. But I think it's been overly hyped for election reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
Well, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, it's still going to go on. I also think it was sort of a dry run, you know, because if they were to get out there and start, let's say they want to ban guns. Well, they got out there and said, everybody's going to be locked in their house for 15 days. And we said, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't need to wear a mask. Okay. Everybody now needs to wear a mask. Okay. We're becoming fairly well-trained.
So prosperous that we have become well-trained. But on the other side of this, a lot of people are being educated about how much they are lied to as well. So it may be a dry run, but it's educational, too. There's a certain amount of red pill in all of this, I think.
Right.
So, would you like to talk about, gun turn-in events or?
Yeah, let's talk about that because I see that. I saw that article and everything. Tell me about this. Michigan does a lot of gun turn-in events.
Well, they don't do near as many as they used to, but with the election. And, big push for gun control before it became apparent that we were setting all-time records in gun sales in the U.S. Now the people who are pushing for a disarmed citizen population have decided that it's too risky to actually call for gun control, so they're just going to dump millions of dollars into the campaigns of politicians who have said they want gun control but will never mention it in their campaign. Like Mark Kelly in Arizona, for example.
Right.
So, what I've watched these events for decades now, and it used to be that there were, dozens of them. You'd have three or four on a weekend sometimes. But what happened is that when people lost their fear of being shown to be Second Amendment supporters and started showing up at these events with dollars and a desire to buy guns in private sales, all of a sudden, the event started going away. And one of the most memorable of these, I think, was in Washington State. And then we had one in Arizona as well. And I remember the one in Phoenix. It was about 2012, I think. And it might have been 2013. And it was just this amazing seen of hundreds of people, well, dozens for certain, maybe hundreds, with signs saying cash for guns, and this long line of cars trying to get into the place where they were allowed to turn in their guns, and they were like slowed to a crawl, and most of the time they just stopped, and several people would go up to a car and say, would you be interested in accepting money for your guns? Can we see what you have? And they'd get out of the car and open up the trunk, and there'd be a few guns in there, and the people with cash would be bidding for them in an impromptu auction.
Right.
And it was like this rolling gun show. It was incredible. Well, this is not the image that the people who organize gun turn-in events,
yeah,
which they, you know, in an Orwellian term, call them buybacks. You can't buy back something you never owned.
Right.
And the government never owned the vast majority of these guns, so they can't buy them back. But they call them a buyback to imply that everything belongs to the government, and when they buy something, they're just buying it back from you. So at this turn-in event, it was just amazing. I think that private buyers bought as many guns as got turned in. And about 4,000 were turned in. Was it 4,000? 2,000 were turned in over 3 weekends. And they spent, as I recall, more than $200,000to get them turned in. And then, just shortly after, the Arizona legislature said, well, if you collect any guns that go into government hands, and they haven't been used in a horrible crime that's been widely publicized, you can't destroy them. You have to sell them for the public benefit. And we stopped having nearly all gun turn-in events in Arizona. Now, there was a test case over in Tucson where they tried to run a gun turn-in event and destroy the guns anyway because they said, we're a sovereign city and we don't have to follow state law and it's against the Constitution. And they went to court and they lost. So we just don't have them anymore. And it doesn't make any sense for their stated purpose. If they really want to get the guns off the street, having private citizens buy them and put them into responsible hands and into their private gun safe gets them off the street. So why wouldn't they want more people to buy these guns so they can get more guns, quote, off the street? Well, the reason is because it's really a propaganda event. The message they want to sell is guns, bad, turn them in to the police. And when you have a bunch of people buying the guns and saying, oh, that's a really cool old Browning you have there. Oh, you'll take $150 for it? Yeah, here's the money. How can I get my wallet out fast enough? You know, it doesn't send the same message. I mean, I purchased an old, oh gosh, they were made about in the 1930s, generally, a Savage Model 86.
Right.
And it's a bolt action 22. And I had one that was detachable magazine fed that my father had bought around 1937 or something like that. And it was the gun I grew up with. So I had a sentimental attachment to that action. And this guy drove up in a Corvette, open top. And they'd run out of gift cards at the event. And he was all disappointed. And he said, this was my mother's gun, and I, you know, it's just hanging around. I've got plenty of other good guns. I just don't want to take care of it. I said, will you take $40 for it? He said, no. I handed him $220, and I could understand why he wasn't real, you know, willing, interested in keeping the gun because it had a terrible trigger on it. It
right.
must have been made, you know, on a Friday afternoon or something.
Yeah, let me get you to hang on right there. Let me get you to hang on right there Friday afternoon, yeah. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten.
If you don't mind, I'll finish up the story so we can get back to the current event.
Okay.
And so this at this gun turn-in in Phoenix, I procured this Model 86 Stevens, not Savage. Savage bought Stevens later. And they're real nice 22s. The one I grew up with had a great trigger, was very reliable, accurate. Well, the one I got at the gun turn-in turned out to have a crummy trigger and a rough bolt, and the stock finish had deteriorated considerably. But I like tinkering with these old guns, and I may not be a great or even a good gunsmith, but I'm a pretty good gun plumber. And that means I can do simple repairs and things like stock or finishing and stuff like that. And so I did that. I cleaned up the trigger and got it smooth and smoothed out the bolt, refinished the stock, and now I've got a real nice little 22 that I hope to give to some deserving young person who gets interested in the future. And what you see at these events, like the one that happened in Grand Rapids recently, is that a lot of the guns turned in are sort of similar to the ones I had. And that is that where somebody has a gun that doesn't work real well, or they want to get rid of it, and they think they can get more at the gun turn-in than they could get for it selling it to a gun shop or to another person. So they bring it to the turn-in and make money on the deal. And on this turn-in in Grand Rapids, they were offering $200 for semi-automatic pistols. I don't know if you ever had a Raven 25. They actually were fairly reliable, but I think they only cost about $65 brand new.
Right.
And heck, you can buy it, before this, the latest rush on guns happened, you could buy High Points for about $169. You could buy some semi-automatic pistols for around $100 on sale brand new. And here, this turn-in event is offering $200 a piece for them. So they did get a few, even with the rush on guns on. And then they got, but I didn't see very many expensive guns. Only one, really, that I could identify. I believe it was a Browning Medalist 22 target pistol. But most of the guns were, relatively inexpensive or common models. I didn't see any AR-15s at all. Some old double barrels and single shots and pump shotguns, some 22 rifles, just common 22 rifles, and a bunch of old revolvers and mostly inexpensive 22 semi-automatic pistols. And so economically, that is what happens. If you pay somebody more than something is worth, you're going to get some of them. The other group of people who bring guns to these events, and probably the most common one, are people who inherited the guns one way or another. Very often it's a woman who's widowed, her husband was interested in guns, and she is not, and she's fearful of having them in the house, and she just wants to get rid of them. I have actually heard of and seen some incidents where widows would turn in guns worth conservatively thousands of dollars.
Right.
For nothing. To police. Just to get them out of the house. It's really sad. And it's one of the advantages of having private buyers at these events is that somebody who is turning in a gun that they know nothing of the value will get a little bit more than the pittance that they usually offer at these turn-in events. And then you get a few ideologues who want to make a statement, and they've somehow gotten a hold of a gun, maybe through inheritance or whatever, and they want to have that gun destroyed because guns are bad, and they won't sell you the gun no matter how much you ask for it. And one of the sadder things is I recall corresponding with an individual at a Tucson gun turn-in before the legislature said you couldn't destroy the guns that were turned in. You could still have a turn-in event. You just had to sell the guns through regular commercial channels, like any other gun. You can buy a new gun or you could buy a used gun. Same way, no difference in the background check or anything else. But the people who run these events are ideologues who want to make a statement. Well, at this event, they had a 4-inch, beautiful condition Colt Python that was being turned in. They are very expensive collector's items now, several thousand dollars.
Yep.
And they would not take any money for it. they wanted that gun destroyed. It was kind of sad, really. So you get a few like that. But the overall, the places you see gun turn-ins or the propaganda Orwellian term buyback are in places where people are not allowed to make private sales of guns. Places like California, you know, or New York or New Jersey. And since people are not allowed generally to buy and sell guns privately, it has to go through some dealer paperwork to do it, then those events still occur without a lot of propaganda. I mean, and are somewhat mildly successful propaganda for those who want to disarm the population.
Right.
So, but I got some really nice, well, a couple of nice guns at these events and some ammunition, and that's another article I've done if you want to look at that.
You're talking about the ammunition turn-in?
Turn-in, yeah, the one in Wisconsin.
Well, we got about 90 seconds left in this one. So,
well, let me talk a little bit more about these buybacks, because it's amazing. Think of this. When the people were told who operate these events, you can still have them. You just have to sell the guns that you get through dealers for the benefit of the public so that the government will get the money from the sale of these guns, and they can offset that with taxes or buy more equipment for police or whatever. They refused to do it because the only good they could see was if the guns were actually destroyed. And the only people that really helps are the gun manufacturers, because they just make more. So I think you see that. You know, if you don't have a used gun, you just make another new gun, and the demand is still supplied.
Well, that, well, you know what? We'll talk about this when we get back. We're about to run out of time. You can find, Dean has written well over 1,600 articles that you can find at Ammoland.com. And if you go start that today, well, you might get finished with that sometime before I pass away. So have at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding a drive-in rally in St. Paul, Minnesota. As far as why the former vice president is in Minnesota.
Why Minnesota? Democrats won Minnesota in 2016. Are you concerned?
I say, no, I'm not concerned. We're going to be in Iowa. We're going to be in Wisconsin, so I thought I'd stop in Minnesota. I don't take anything for granted. We're going to work for every single vote up to the last minute.
The former vice president in Iowa telling farmers he's going to hold China accountable.
I'll mobilize a true international effort to stop China's abuses so we can strengthen manufacturing and farming in Iowa and across the country. I'm going to hold China accountable, which he hasn't from the pandemic on.
The president with a busy Friday as well, with three campaign rallies, one in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News. Following nights of looting and rioting in Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania National Guard is now in the city of brotherly love. Tensions remain high in the city following the fatal shooting of a 27-year-old man with a knife by police. Over 50 police officers were also injured in the riots and looting. As far as the injuries?
Injuries include various cuts and bruises, etc. These are from thrown projectiles, rocks, bricks, etc. Several officers also had something that appeared to be blood intentionally thrown on them.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is campaigning in Fort Worth, Texas on the last day of early voting. The California senator urging folks to get out and vote.
Let us not let anyone ever take our power from us. Let us use the power of our strong voices every day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Alive. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Dean Weingarten, as we do. We're going to talk about an ammunition turn-in now, I think, right?
Yes, it's the first one I've ever heard of. They actually, nearly all these gun turn-in events, and they've become rare enough that you can watch them pretty closely now, will also accept ammunition, but they won't pay you anything for it. I mean, it just seems bizarre, and I have to admit I picked up a case of 12-gauge dove and quail loads at one of the events. Actually, no, it was two cases, and I think I paid $2 a box, and they shoot perfectly good. I've killed a lot of doves with them, just because the person hauled them there. And they understood they would not be paid anything, so when I offered to pay them a little bit for the ammunition, they grabbed it. This is the first strictly ammunition turn-in event that I've encountered. And it was in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which made it even more strange. And on top of that, it's during a country-wide ammunition shortage when the demand for ammunition is outstripping supply regularly. So, Wisconsin, you probably don't know much about Wisconsin, but I grew up there and I've driven the length of the state hundreds of times. And La Crosse, Wisconsin is basically on the Mississippi River, and it's surrounded by farmland that has woodlots filled with fox squirrels, which people hunt, and wild turkeys, and it's prime Wisconsin deer and pheasant hunting territory. And Wisconsin fields about 600,000 deer hunters every year. And they harvest over 300,000 deer. The peak season was a number of years ago, over 500,000 deer in that season. So it seems a little hard to believe that very many people would not know someone who would be willing to help them dispose of some excess ammunition legally and properly. But somehow the local landfill people said that they kept getting requests to be able to turn in ammunition. And it was mostly by people who had inherited it. Again, often widows whose husband hunted and they didn't. And then they ended up with some ammunition, and they didn't want to, you know, throw it in the regular garbage can. And apparently they don't know anybody who's willing to take it off their hands. So they organized an ammunition turn-in event from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon on 24 October 2020. And the local news station did a little video on it. And I presumed, I think it's a reasonable presumption, that they went there later in the day so they could get the biggest picture of the most ammunition turned in. And so I watched the video and I tried to analyze it and I got some screenshots of it. And it looked to me like they collected a total of less than 500 rounds of ammunition. And it was particularly interesting because there were a couple, I don't know, maybe even 300 rounds of high-powered rifle ammunition, centerfire rifle ammunition. And there's deer hunting in the area. They were putting it in midway ammunition boxes, sorted by caliber. I'm sure that was just so that they could ship it off to the distributor to be incinerated properly. And there was a handful of pistol rounds and a few boxes of shotgun rounds. Like I said, I don't think the total ran to more than about 500. What was interesting is I didn't see a single round of 22 rimfire, at least that I could easily identify. I mean, there might have been something in a general pile inside of a bin, but I didn't see any. And so there couldn't have been very many people in La Crosse who had a problem with turning in ammunition, or I mean, who wanted to turn in unwanted ammunition and couldn't find anybody else to find the stuff. Now, what I don't have is any reports of people at the entrances, you know, where people would turn off the main roads. There were two entrances. If anybody had set up a table there and said, cash for ammo. There were no reports of that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And with the run on ammunition that exists, if nobody did that, they missed a good opportunity.
But that was, when you say 300 rounds, is that in total?
500 in total.
500 in total, which is...
300 rounds of centerfire rifle ammunition that I could see, roughly.
Right.
And, you know, a smattering, a handful, probably less, considerably less than 50 rounds of pistol ammunition. And then, you know, a few boxes of shotgun ammunition. And the total would come to, a little less than 500, about 500. But that's all I could see. It doesn't mean there weren't more. After all, I've only got this video report to go by. But there's reason to believe that people with large quantities of ammunition wouldn't turn it in because they'd only take 5 pounds of ammunition without charging for the turning. And 5 pounds is only 2 boxes of 12 gauge.
Yeah.
So, or 650 rounds of 22. I did the math on it. And so, if you turned in more than 5 rounds, they'd charge you $5 a pound to turn it in. So, you'd have to pay $12.50 to turn in a box of 12 gauge ammunition once you got past the 5 pound limit. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's hard to believe that many people would not figure that out, and it seems that most people could figure it out because they didn't have much ammunition turned in. So I think, some entrepreneur should go to a large city where there's a lot more people who don't hunt and see if he can get the local media to run ads for him, you know, that he has a free ammunition turn-in. Ammunition will be properly disposed of. Just bring it to this location at this time, and our expert, our firearms expert staff will take it off your hands, and we'll accept any reloading components for free as well. It might work. Maybe in Minneapolis or in Milwaukee. But, you know, those places are having a big run on guns and ammo, too.
Well, I guess what it shows is that in a time of an ammunition shortage, don't expect too much charity out there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
As we close, I want to ask you. I want to ask you about that. We're coming up on the next break, and I want to ask you about that very thing. And we'll do that when we get back.
I'll be happy to discuss it with you.
We won't. And another thing is that we won't speak again before the election.
That's correct. We should talk a little about that.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. You can catch Dean's stuff by going to ammoland.com. He has over 1,600 articles there. You can search him on the internet at Dean Weingarten, WEINGARTEN. And maybe you can find the other 1,500 articles that are out there somewhere. And, you can have a good old time. And just one day I want him to do me a book where I want you to do me a book one day just about the bear articles.
Yeah, I really should do that.
That would be good. I would enjoy that. Yeah, I would thoroughly enjoy that. But ammoland.com, for those of you that want to look for something today and get a little instant gratification, go there. Go to all contributors. Look down the middle on the left-hand side. There you will see him waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this. And, you know, I'm not looking for necessarily you to agree with me or anything on this. But these people that are out there that you've probably been writing about or something like this, or you've known people over time that didn't buy a gun. They thought there was always going to be a chance to buy a gun whenever they finally got around to buying a gun. There's a lot of people that, you know, can't get a gun right now, can't find a gun, right? And quite honestly, they should have listened.
Well, that's true, but you know, all of us have different priorities in life, and I feel a little sympathy for these people because, you know, it wasn't one of their high priorities. And then they see all the rioting going on, and then they hear all the politicians talking about, we should make it harder for people to get guns. And they hear Joe Biden talking about semi-automatics ought to have $200 taxes on them. Well, he doesn't mention it during the campaign anymore, but he did earlier. And so, you know, the fact that they're sort of waking up to the fact that there really are people who don't want to allow them to have a gun when it might be really important for them to have a gun doesn't disturb me. It just means they're a little late to the party, that's all.
Well, yeah.
So
I do have sympathy for them. Yeah, I do have sympathy for them. I just don't I hope they learn the lesson.
Yes. Now, I would like to talk a little bit about what people should do in these last few days before the election, because we're really down to the end game now. The election's on Tuesday. We see some Supreme Court rulings saying that, you know, you need to follow state law, an election commission or a court, or somebody can't just change state election law unilaterally to extend the voting period. I think they just had a ruling on that. I think Minnesota it was. But But the important thing is that we aren't going to change very many minds, I don't think, in just the last few days. People have mostly made up their minds, and probably, well, what are we hearing? Something like 60 million people have already voted. Do you know, have you heard a later number?
64.
Yeah, so that's a lot. They're saying that as many people have voted in Texas already as voted in the 2016 election altogether. But my point, the point I wish to make, is that there are people out there who don't take politics as seriously as somebody who has studied it all their life, as I have, and they may need a little bit of incentive to get to the polls at the last minute, to early vote, or to get their vote in. And I have a couple of friends. One had some health problems last presidential election and the last congressional election, and he didn't vote. He had health, and there were some other things. He had to get his registration. But I encouraged him, and he's gotten a little better, and he voted this year already. And I know a young black woman who I've known since she was like 4 years old, and she, I don't think, voted in the last presidential election, and she voted this year too, and I, encouraged her a little bit. She's very busy, got a young child, a full-time job, a house. All that takes a lot of time and energy, so I don't feel as if she were, unpatriotic if she didn't vote the last time. But she voted this time, and so what I'm saying, as an end game, everybody out there who wants to preserve the republic, and I think this is an election on constitutional government versus a complete change in our political system, should encourage their friends and relatives who may not be as politically discerning as they are, and be nice about it, offer to help them. You can help them fill out an absentee ballot or let them know. Oftentimes people won't vote because they don't understand the referendum that are on the ballot, or they don't know what local politicians are good or bad.
Right.
So when they're uncertain, they just do nothing. Well, most of the people who are listening to this show are much more politically astute, and they know who they should be, who they would like to see in office and who they wouldn't. And so they could help their friends and their relatives make informed decisions and, help them go to the polls, help them drive there or fill out a ballot on the last minute or go to early voting, and encourage them to do so, because the election is extremely important. And, it's become a cliche that people would say, this is the most important election in our history. Well, this may not be the most important election, but it's probably the most important election, at least since FDR, and that was in 1932. We are looking at fundamentally changing our system of government. That's what the Democrats have pledged to do, even though they're now trying to hide it. And either we continue with the Trump restoration of a constitutional government where the people are in charge, or we slip back into the situation where we were getting deeper and deeper into the situation where the administrative state is in charge. And no matter who you vote for, it doesn't matter. It won't change, because the administrative state controls the politicians more than the politicians control the administrative state. We call the deep state, too, for shortcut. And that's what we're facing this election. So I'm not sure who the philosopher was. I'd like to attribute the quote. But they said that just because you can't do much doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything. And doing anything is usually much better than doing nothing. So all of the efforts of patriots around the country who want to preserve the republic are going to come together on Election Day. I hope and pray that we are correct and we win. But it's still a little uncertain. So
yeah.
Do what you can and get your friends and relatives out there to the polls one way or another. Encourage them and help them to be civically engaged.
Hmm. Well, everybody should vote anyway. That's just part of being part of America.
I actually don't agree. I've been in a situation in countries where they require everyone to vote, and if you don't vote, they fine you. Australia is one of those countries. And it's another ploy by the deep state to give the media more power. Because what happens is in countries where, and Australia has a very leftist media, they have very little conservative media compared to the U.S. And we don't have much.
No, we don't.
We have some, but we don't have much. But in Australia, it's even worse. And so if you compel everybody to vote, and you control the media, you really control the elections, because a lot of people who have very little knowledge about the election have to vote, and they're going to vote for the last name they heard or whoever promises them the most goodies or whoever they're told is better by the talking head on the leftist media broadcast. So I don't think everybody should be required to vote. I encourage everyone to vote because I think we need an engaged population to maintain our republic. But I don't think we should force people to vote.
Well, no, I'm not saying that we should force people to vote. But I do think that if you're going to be, there's lots of people that complain about the country all the time. They don't vote.
Yeah, I agree, and I agree with that statement. If you don't vote, you shouldn't complain.
Yeah, if you want to participate, fine, it's meant to be, it is meant for you to participate, but we're about to run out of time. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, and it's always a pleasure, Bill, and I look forward to maybe Wednesday next week.
There you go. Back again on Monday between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.